Of show
this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Right now we're going to go live to Carl and Linda Bott in Shasta Lake City. They are at the Veterans Day Parade. Carl and Linda?
Okay, right here with you, Eric, and we're looking forward to, we are broadcasting live, and I'll tell you what's happening right now is that we're ready, we're on the live, we're on the air.
Yeah.
So what we've got, it's going to be kind of a cluster kind of thing, if you understand with what we're saying right now. So just bear with us as we're getting ready to start the parade. We have to do the national anthem. We have the color guard ready. We have everybody standing. The giant flag is ready to go. We're waiting for the flyover. We have 109 entries today. So we will be broadcasting live, talking to you about what's going on. If you feel like it, get in a car right now. Come to Shasta Lake.
It's amazing.
Absolutely. It's just a little 5 minutes after 10, waiting for that big flyover. Everybody's in place to go. We have marching bands. It's an amazing day here, Carl.
It really is. And right now, we're right in front of us is the American Legion chest, the damn post 2720 color guard with the hoopoos. With him, color guard also, where they're honoring our Native American veterans and all our families that support and give to the United States of America. And we stand united together and salute the Native American troops throughout the world. Reverend Sung Kim, he's the pastor of the Cornerstone Community Church, will lead us in our invocation. And then Crystal Kim, 9 years old, from Reading Christian School, will be singing the national anthem.
Looking forward to that.
109 entries today.
I think that we've been here, I guess, consecutively for 6 years now. We've been in the motorcycle part of the parade. I've sung the national anthem. We've emceed. This is the first time we're actually doing a live remote from the parade as it's going on. Plus, they've asked you to be the announcer. So we're having a little bit of mic issues on the PA. Is that fixed now, Carl?
I believe it is. I think they've got that fixed now.
They've got
that going now. So you'll be hearing both today.
You'll be hearing everything going on. So see if you guys just keep tuning in here on KCNR 1460.
We have one of the Enterprise Lions Breakfast Club giant flags out here being held by our people. Now we're going to have
our morning prayer before
morning
we begin.
Prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you, Lord, and we give thanks for this wonderful event that honors our veterans. Thank you, Lord, for all of the organizers and the participants for today. And Father, we just ask for blessings for everyone here. And Father, we ask that you bless the families of the veterans that are here as well. Lord, we pray for our nation to return to a godly nation once again. And Lord, we pray also for our active and military personnel who are standing in harm's way, so that we don't have to. Bless them and protect them, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you also grant wisdom to our leaders, from our president all the way down to our local leaders. And we thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day and this event. May it bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I mean, that was the Reverend Sung Kim from the Cornerstone Community Church.
Getting ready to sing
for the invocations.
And we have the largest flag. It's the flag that is being. We're standing.
I'm 9 years old, and I will be singing the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see before the dawn's early light? What so proud at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched with so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does Star-Spangled Banner.
I'll tell you, you couldn't have timed that any better. I don't think there's a dry eye on the street right now in the downtown area, downtown Main Street here in Shasta Lake City. I mean, the flyover happened right when she's singing the land of the free. Oh, my gosh. It couldn't have been more perfect timing. Anyway, it just it feels so wonderful to be patriotic and know that there's so many veterans here and families of veterans and those who honor our veterans right here. In downtown Shasta Lake City. Here we go.
We have started the parade, and it's coming down here through the with our hoopoos,
the hoopoo Indians and the color guard. And here comes the largest flag that is that you see when you drive to five.
The
largest flag. So there must be, let's say, probably 60 people that are carrying this flag.
There's got to be 60 people here carrying the flag today. Yeah. Thank you so much for this. So much appreciated.
So nice. I know that that really means something. So each person is carrying over their shoulder this large flag, not for it to touch the ground. There's people actually walking in the middle so it doesn't dip. And fantastic. We have also the Boy Scouts of America that are here following the flag.
Representing the Korean War today is Jack Davis and his wife, Tony, formerly of Shasta Lake and recently relocated back to this area from MacArthur. Jack was in the Army Division of the service in the early 50s and was in Korea during the war. Jack and Tony revisited South Korea 2 years ago as guests of the Korean government.
And
Tony are riding in a 1968 Chevy convertible driven by Jack Powell and wife Darlene.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
68 Chevelle. And it's so nice to see these guys that were Korean War veterans. He's got a Purple Heart. And you know, this is a time really. We have Veterans Day coming up. I'm just getting emotional. It's a time that you really think about. You know, these guys served our country. God only knows what they've seen, and they're here today. They just are so proud to have served the United States.
Here to service, he was in Field Artillery, Army Security Agency, Aviation and Transportation. He's also a member of our local National Guard unit as an engineer.
28 years.
First Class Walker was in Vietnam from 1966 to 67 and chose to go back in 1970 to 72, working as an aviation crew chief and technical inspector. He spent a total of 31 months in Vietnam. Mr. Walker received a Bronze Star with Valor, 2 Air Medals, 2 Meritorious Service Medals, 2 Army Commendation Medals, and numerous...
Beautiful day out here at Shasta Lake City. The beautiful convertibles. People are in shorts and shirts. They're Facebooking. They're taking pictures. They're tweeting. Streets are lined.
Sergeant Don Buckley is representing the Gulf War Air.
10:14 in the morning.
Completing 7.5 years of service. He was a flight engineer for the Air Force, where he traveled the world providing support and transportation to our troops. Sergeant Buckley served during the Gulf War and the Desert Shield, Desert Storm campaigns from August 1990 to 91. Now he is focused on spending a lot of time with his loving family. I know that.
That's
one.
Great. Congrats. These guys, some of these guys, they're in the convertible car. They're doing this. You can tell he's kind of shy.
Local
he's like, geez, should I wave? Well, yeah. It's really cool. You know, he's representing the veteran Gulf War in a, I don't know, 60-something Mustang. Fabulous.
Max dedicated his current future to ensuring Shasta County veterans have the best veteran service in California. Also, a big thank you to Matt for setting up the F-15 flyover.
They all right,
Matt. Actually on time.
Right during the national anthem, that's right.
POW Air Force. Is honorably representing the American POWs is the WW2 U.S. Army hero, Ellis Booth. Is riding with his wife, Frances. Served with the 28th Division.
Veteran POW representing all wars.
During the this attack, Ellis was captured by the Germans and
imprisoned. And he's in a convertible caddy with.
For his heroism, Ellis was awarded the Silver Star, America's third highest
Silver
honor,
Star.
Valor, and the Bronze Star. Ellis
and the Bronze Star. These are real. Well, every person that serves in our military is a hero.
Of society of the French Foreign Legion. Ellis and Francis are riding in a 1960 Cadillac. Thank
60
you.
Cadillac, but these guys are sitting. Talk about heroes.
Probably represents the 1st Congressional District of California.
Doug LaMalfa is here.
2nd, 2013, during his time in Congress, Representative LaMalfa has fought to hold the VA accountable so we can ensure the VA is providing.
And he is an advocate for our VA.
He appreciates the sacrifice.
Just signed a bill to go on with the Agent Orange to take it to the floor at least. But at least there's some action happening there.
A U.S. Marine retired.
And that's Carl, in case you're hearing muffled. He's announcing the parade. When we got here today, again, for those of you who, I mean, they've asked us to do the show live, so we're doing our show live. Then we get here and go, you know, oh, yeah, Carl, you're supposed to announce a parade. So he's announcing the parade, and if there's an echo, it's because he's doing one microphone to do the, we're on the grandstand as these people come by, and they, of course, there's 109 entries today. So you have one of the gentlemen here that's with the Lions Club that sets this up every year with 109 entries. So you can know that this is the largest veteran. Yes, I did, Ted. Hi. Hey, Senator. Yeah, so see, he's talking to me at the same time. I'm trying to talk and tell our audience what's happening here. But so we have our senators, of course, LaMalfa and Ted Gaines. Now we're coming in with the military Order of the Purple Heart. This is a truck, and in the back of it is, the guys in purple always shake their hands, say thank you so much. These guys mean, Purple Heart means you've been wounded in combat. Something heroic, maybe you had something heroic. Or, like I said, injured in combat. Anyway, the Order of the Purple Heart is very active here in the North State, and here they are, and I love these guys, again, they come to the grandstand, they stand at attention, it's just so great.
Free institutions. Through this organization, we hope to preserve and perpetuate those ideals of liberty, justice, and the general welfare, which are very foundations for our way of life.
Liberty, justice, and the general welfare.
Thank you so much. The military
all gave some,
Heart.
Some gave all.
Ready in California. Grand Marshal.
Yeah. So, like we said, we've seen the first part of the convertibles of the beginning of the parade was in the giant flag, the color guard. Now we've got the Purple Heart. This is just entry number 4, ladies and gentlemen. We have 109 today.
Good morning, John.
Yeah. Hey, John, the Kleckners.
Thank you for your
service. And we're here, we're smiling and waving, of course, as we do in the parades. It's just, when you have the Veterans Day Parade, I mean, I can remember back in 1976, I was Miss Sacramento, and it was fun to be in the parades. And then I think my love of country happened it came from a patriotic family, but my love for country really happened in high school. I was in student council. I mean, the flag meant something to me. Voting meant something to me. I was so excited the first day I could vote. Next, we have our 8th Army Air Corps, B-24 Liberator, 35 missions. Donald Cantrell in another convertible. Next, of course, we've got coming up with our 13th entry today at the Veterans Day Parade here in Shasta Lake City. The 13th entry, it's the Shasta Sheriff. And we've got Tom Basenko in the boat back here because we'll forget, it's on air, land. The sheriffs, with pride and excellence, they serve. So, hey, Tom. KCNR 1460, if you're just tuning in, we are broadcasting live here from the Shasta Lake Veterans Day Parade, the largest parade in the North State. We have over 109 entries today.
Is this a great parade or what?
It's a great parade. And let me tell you, that flyover, flyover was amazing. We've had our super, I mean, every, like you said, some gave all gave some, but we've had some big heroes here today.
Already today we've had the heroes that have come in here. World War II, still driving his own car.
Yeah, driving his own car. 92
years old.
And our Purple Heart recipients.
Uh-huh. You know what? This is absolutely outstanding parade. This is the biggest parade, largest parade north of, I think they said north of Sacramento, but Fresno or someplace even down further south. I can believe it. 109. Now we've got right now the Shasta Lake Mayor Greg Watkins is coming through here on his World War One Swiss Cavalry ammo cart is coming through here with all his kids.
Oh my God!
Paul Revere, everybody's coming through. And now,
you know, I think it's really a time for the fire engines to come out, shine up, come out to the parade. And you know what? When they're not in action, they really get a chance to, like, you know, show up their stuff. Look at how shiny.
There they go. And, you know, tell me they're not having a good time driving through here.
Shasta Lake Fire District. There you go. I mean, these guys are also our first responders, our heroes.
And you know what, the turnout today, look at the turnout today.
It is lined
all as far as you can see.
Hundreds of people. I mean, if you love parades, today is a day to really check it out. And Veterans Day Parade is really, I think, of all the parades. I love the 4th of July, which is, of course, Independence Day. But let's talk about the veterans who help become independent.
Well, you know what, this is probably one of the best parades I have seen. Absolutely a beautiful day today. If you're sitting at home, you should be out here. You should come on down here and see this parade. I mean, it is absolutely a beautiful day. People from all over are here. Like we said, it's lined in both sides of the street.
I've lost my stuff, Carl.
You lost your stuff?
Well, I just, you know how you do the pull down for the fire, for the trucks. He didn't do it. I thought, well, who?
Maybe it's the hat you're wearing. Hey, Eric, can you hear us okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It is absolutely filled up with people here. You're seeing they're coming through. AMVETS is the next one here. AMVETS of California.
And Carl,
Greg Rappa, Doug Cockrell.
Good morning
to everybody there.
What are AMVETS?
American veterans, and that they represent hundreds of thousands of veterans throughout the United States.
Okay.
They're one of the largest organizations that we have in the United States, and they help veterans. They help veterans receive the benefits that they deserve from the government.
Okay.
And they're, you know, when they're fighting it out there, you know, through the VA.
Okay. That's great. I think a lot of people hear AMVETS is an abbreviated term. What does it mean? So
American veterans, veterans of foreign wars.
But they, you know, they usually have a body of work that they do. So.
Right. Here's California Post 2002, and he also, they're bringing a veterans mobile here that takes people back and forth to places that they need to be, either the veterans home or any of the places they have. All gave some gave all. You're going to see that all through the parade.
Coming up, we have U.S. Marine James Brock, 102 years old lady.
And
yeah, he deserves to be riding in the...
Semper Fi, sir! Semper Fi!
Dam worker, and he worked in the dam here, and he's a World War II veteran.
You're going to see him at the Marine Corps Ball. He's the oldest Marine.
Oh, my gosh, love it. Next, we have a Gold Star family member. Now, Carl...
Gold Star, we have pictures.
Marie Carr of Reading.
A Gold Star mother is somebody that's lost their child or lost a family member during the war, during a combat. That's what a Gold Star mother is. A Blue Star mother is, or family is somebody that's their children or their family members are serving in the armed forces. Here is the submariners.
Our cuttlefish
base.
Commander Gibson's right up at the helm, right at the front.
Commander Jim Gibson.
Yes.
We have them all here. Freedom
and
is not free.
There we go. Cuttlefish Base, USS.
Behind them, we have the Fleet Reserve. Lake Shasta Branch 281 is a congressionally chartered nonprofit organization that represents the interests of...
Here is Lake Shasta Branch of the U.S. Navy Reserve. And they're both. Thank you for your service. They have on this. They of course have all Navy Coast Guard personnel. They're in this. They're going by in a beautiful little float here.
They're 13 to 18 years old.
Here we have the Sea Cadet Corps, entry number 23. Love to see these young men, and they are dressed in blue with their white, our Navy boys, Navy young men.
We have the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, the men and women serving in the day's active duty.
The Naval Sea Cadet Corps, too, is that, they do this when they're in high school, and then a lot of them will enlist into the Navy, or sometimes they don't, but at least it gives them a feeling of discipline and of what it would be like. It's a little bit like being in the service.
It says on the van that's going by, chart your course.
Okay.
Our next entry, number 24.
Hey, look who it is. Yeah. There's Bad Bob up there. Coast Guard Auxiliary here.
Belonging. He's in the boat. There we go.
With the Queen Bee. That's one of those boats on the lakes all the time.
For your safety. Oh, my goodness. You always think about, you hear about the Green Berets being,
Well, here they are, the Special Forces that are coming through here. And this is Chapter 89 of the U.S. Army Special Forces organizations here.
Talk about guys who've got a look on their face.
Thank you for your service. Thank you. Okay, we're here at the Enterprise High School Marching Band, home of the Hornets. Listen to them as they're coming by.
We're here at the 23rd annual Northern California Veterans Day Parade. Beautiful day here in Shasta Lake. Sun on your back, sun out, not a cloud in the sky. We just had a wonderful flyover, national anthem, and we have marching bands and heroes.
Here's the Korean War Veterans chapter here, chapter number one, from the Korean War Machine Gun Squad, Jeep Driver. Here, so they've got their 1942 Jeep decked out with a machine gun and towing a trailer that has to do with this. All of this is just like it looked in 1952.
Camaraderie among United States veterans of overseas conflicts is strive to serve.
Of course, now we have VFW Post 1934, the one I belong to. So, and I would be on that if I wasn't sitting up here with you, honey.
Well, not only that, you're also double duty today. You're on the air live here. We're going to be actually broadcasting this parade until 11 o'clock, until our 11 o'clock show comes on here on KCNR 1460. Again, it's the 23rd annual Northern California Veterans Day Parade, the largest in the North State. We have 109 entries. We are at number 28. We're going to get through everything we can until 11 o'clock, but right now, Carl, again, this organization coming through on their float with a wonderful trailer in the back, all the flags.
Here they come. It's parts of the of VFW 1934 have just come through right here. And it's being followed by the man with the pooper scooper, Vince Stevenson. Oh, no. Okay, what are you doing up here?
Sucker.
Okay, sucker. She's handing out suckers
Lollipop.
Today.
Lollipop.
Here's the Northern California of the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 357, honey. It's amazing how that the Vietnam veterans, when they came home, were treated so poorly. Nobody wanted to even talk about their service. And I think, if nothing else, the country learned something about that.
Yes.
And learned how to, it's not the veterans, it's not the warriors that are fighting the wars and make those decisions. They go there where they're told. They are where they're ordered, and to defend our country. Problems, if you have problems with how we're doing it, it's up to your politicians. Honor the ones that fight the war. Honor our warriors. Eddie McAllister down there. Hey, remember everyone deployed red. Some gave all.
All gave some.
And thank you.
Next we have
thank you for your service.
Shasta County MOA.
So we've got the Shasta County Military Officers of Association. 400,000 represents 400,000.
Now, Carl, this is a wonderful Indian, like it's called an Indian motorcycle, and it's got a side cart.
Yeah.
And isn't that just a lot of, that's a blast. That's a kind of, that's a parade thing. Oh.
It is a parade. And, of course, oh, my gosh, we got Famous Dave's.
Thank you, everyone that's deployed, waving with our Famous Dave's oinker.
And now you have American, right. We have American Legion Post 214. They're coming in on, as they're coming through, they're on a all-terrain vehicle, and he's pulling a trailer that's got representing with an empty chair for the POW and MIA that did not come home. It's very,
moving.
Very moving when you see something like that. Gosh, I tell you what, the street is just loaded. If you heard shots in there, they were just doing, again, the honor guard, standing and firing a volley for our veterans.
And coming up, Military Officers Association of America, of course.
Military Officers Association of America.
Of course, they're coming by in their convertible Corvette. And then we have
Colonel Wally Wessel is coming through here. Colonel Wessel, how are you, sir?
Military Officers
and,
Association.
He was the senior Marine officer in all of the Shasta County, of course, and then all other members of the Military Officers of America, Association of America. Every branch, like I said, over 400,000 people are being represented by the MOAA. And they're coming by in vets and Porsches
vets.
You name it, they've got it. Okay, even Ford Econoliners here, it looks like. You know, so they're all here.
Hey, is that Dick?
It looks like Dick Biden there. Hey.
Military Officers Association of America. Thanks, guys.
And again, we're looking
Healing
too.
Waters is coming up. Now, Carl, you've been involved with Healing Waters.
That was from this is a national organization too, and we have our own Healing Waters here with our Shasta Trinity Fly Fishing Association here. And that last year they had over 30 veterans that they took out at one time, and on the a fishing weekend, and all the boats and most of the guides were provided by the fly shop by the Michalaks, Mike and Bertha Michalak. and they're still coming by here again. Healing those who serve. It helps the military in the transition back. And I can tell you what a great group. It's a 501c.
Okay, folks, next we have the Northern California Veterans Association Incorporated, a mobile military museum. This is a
look at what's coming down the street here.
It's a helicopter on wheels.
Our mission.
It's a Northern California Veterans Association mobile military mission, and it's got a Huey from the Vietnam era, and they've restored it completely. And they show up at a lot of parades, organizations, lets people see what one of those look like. Get able to sit in those. You know, you talk about I was flying a Huey, flying in a Huey for so many years. Now you get to see it, get to go up and sit in it, and see what that's like.
I think it's a passion. Again, it's a passion, and be able to show our younger younger Americans what happened during the Vietnam War. What is a Huey? Still using Hueys today, aren't they?
Yeah. Northern California Veterans Historical Association. And now the Homeward Bound organization from the Northern California Veterans Museum. They help people here, and they've helped them with, I know they help them transition back in. They give them, they have, hello.
Debbie Johnson.
Debbie Johnson there, and Tom Johnson, who does so much.
And Rob, I think that's Rob.
Yeah, Rob Burrows is in there.
Yeah.
And Debbie.
Debbie Burrows.
So these are people that helped our military transition back into. Things like if a military member is, you know, he and his family having problems with something as simple as electricity, they've come in and helped pay for their electricity bills and helped them keep going. Looking out for each other. Thank you so much. Of course, Tom and Debbie Johnson do our honor flights where they take World War II and Korean veterans back to D.C. free for the veterans, and they escort them through the World War II Museum and let them see the World War II Memorial. It's a great thing they do.
Cave. This is the Missing in America project. It's locate and identify an interned unclaimed.
Yes, it is the Missing in America coming up next. And, of course, we've had Fred Salanti on several times, Carl. And I'm not sure what the number is, but numerous veterans have been
thousands
that have been just lost in a somewhere in a funeral home.
And what happens is they were not claimed by either because they didn't have a family, or they didn't, or their family they've lost touch with their family, and so they just sit there. Well, what MIAP does is go through the homes, and they assure that these are veterans, and this is national, and then they give them an honorable burial with full military honors. And there's Fred Salanti front there.
Yeah, and so many people who work
the man that started this, and it was this nationwide organization now. Thousands of cremains that they've
thousands.
Done.
And it's just interesting because, you know, they've, like I said, they've had bills passed, and for them to go back to Arlington and be able to, you know, have the streets clear off, and, you know, the people are starting to recognize that there's a lot of people that were never said claimed.
Okay, we've got coming here is a 1943 World War II Dodge weapons carrier owned and driven by Shasta Lake City Manager John Duquette. And his riding with Mr. Duquette is Lieutenant Bob Kelly. He's a veteran of the Air Force, flew a lot of missions over Europe from 1942 to 1945. He was in a bombing group. He's a veteran of the Air War in Europe, 1942 to 45. Is that great or what? Now we have up next is, and our next, look at this, a 1944 Jeep that was used in D-Day. And
the guy's all dressed in uniform, you know.
This is a PW Jeep and has...
the 275th Engineers D-Day Invasion of France, 1944.
Wow. D-Day. Carl, we were in Normandy last year. And
Semper Fi, Staff Sergeant.
Next we have a
1943 World War II. This is the Jeep group coming through here.
This is the Jeep group, but we were in Normandy last year. I know that was an experience for you. And some of these guys are 96 years young. They were in.
They landed
D-Day.
There. Well, Dad landed on Omaha during that time on D-Day, and it was quite an emotional day for my sister and I. And Dad, of course, made it across the beach and fought all through the war. We received a battlefield commission and got out of the war. Now the big thing was is Dad met my mother, and they were married, I think, within 6 months after the war was over.
Of course, in those days, that's how it was done.
Yeah, well, you know, she lived in Kentucky, lived in Missouri. They wrote back and forth, and then they got married, somewhat like you and I.
Yeah. Okay, here we have number 43. Oh my goodness!
This is from the Veterans Home. They have George Benton. Women, Georgina Benton, who is there from World War II, Army, 1943 Vet WAC from Women's Army Auxiliary Corps, and Chief Petty Officer World War II, Juliet Kemmerly, and driving the veterans is Joyce Pandora, and all these from the Veterans Home.
Again at Reading Veterans Home.
World War II.
My God, 1936.
That's right.
Is it Ford?
Yeah, Maggie Giovanni is here. She also is a World War II veteran, served as an NCO for two barracks. Dorothy Picate, a World War II U.S. Navy, was a yeoman second class at the Office of Personnel. Don Kingsbury, U.S. Army, 1951 to 52. And driving the veterans is Vietnam veteran Ralph Davis. All of these from our Reading Veterans Home, honey. Is that great?
It's a 1936 Ford.
Wow.
You know what? Some of these cars, these classic cars that are out here today. Now we've got, of course, our motorcycle. American Legion Rider. Look at these guys.
Here they're coming in. American Legion on their
POW.
On their.
Yeah.
All of them veterans. All of them on their Harleys here. Can we hear it?
Come on. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear.
I miss it, Carl. I miss it.
That's what we like to hear.
We rode in this parade. Our very first year we were together, we rode in this parade with the Harley group. So much fun.
So, you know, I tell you what.
It's rainy and it was cold. Look at it today.
It is. It's just a beautiful day. And let me tell you how many people are here. I can't, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of people.
Patriot Guard Riders. this is who we...
God bless America. This is a Patriot Guard rider started...
Yeah, go ahead. You talk. Oh,
it started to protect those people that they were... the Westboro Baptist Church came out there and picketed, and the Patriot Guard riders started to get between them and those Westboro Baptist Church people, and it worked. And now they're a nationwide organization that provides colors, that provides honors to those veterans that have died, and at all the all the ceremonies, and there's dozens of them that are coming by here.
And let me tell you something. The feeling, I was mentioned earlier in our broadcast that I've always been patriotic. And when you and I met and we got to stand, I felt honored that I could stand in the flag line for those funerals where we honored veterans. Patriot Guard riders would get an email sent, and then with the mission, here's the mission, show up at blah, blah, blah. And we would have our flags, and we would stand there in a line while the families of the veterans, and it was the most... wonderful feeling.
You'll love the serenity and the elegance of our facility while enjoying all the convenience of nearby communities.
We now have Shasta Estates coming by, a holiday retirement community, in their bus. They have over 31 veterans are proud to call Shasta Estates home. Nestled on a beautiful landscape grounds, they're very, very happy to be here.
Next, we've got the Sequoia Middle School Band.
Sequoia Middle School Band is coming next. Eighth graders. And they are they're marching by. Now we've got, I think we have Senator Ted Gaines here. Good morning, Senator Gaines. So what do you think about the Veterans Day parade here?
Oh, it's incredible. Just awesome.
Isn't it great?
Very impressive. Yeah.
It was the largest parade, I think, north of they said Fresno or someplace between here and the border. Sequoia Middle School is coming by right now. The eighth graders. And the band is directed by Deb Wiseman. And the drum major is 8th grader Ann Silky. Yeah, you can hear this. You know what? This is America.
That's right. Absolutely. And a beautiful day for a parade.
It is. You can't have a better day.
Recognize our veterans.
So when you're here on this, when you see something like this... what exactly is, when we have the California Veterans Department, the California Department of Veterans Affairs here, it doesn't seem like we're having as many problems as the nationals, but I'm not exactly sure if they're all, how hard they're working and if they're working on it for us too. Do you have a segment of your office that looks at them?
I've got a veteran staffer. We keep an eye on what we're doing for our vets. We did get some additional funding in terms of veteran officer, which has been helpful in at least Placer County. And we're doing everything we can and want to make sure that folks know that our doors are open. If they ever have a veteran-related issue, they need to give us a call, and we'll take care of it.
That's great. Okay, Senator Ten Gates is up here with us. Hey, thanks a lot for being with us today, Senator.
Thank you so much, Carl. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Take care.
You bet. All right, we have the Shasta Lakes Garden Project that's coming through right now. It represents the Victory Gardens, which were popular during World War II. This is cute. It's honoring our veterans and with the Victory Gardens. Are you familiar with the Victory Gardens? Do you remember reading about that or hearing about that?
No, I don't, but I just think it's fascinating. I'd like to learn more about it.
Well, during World War II, because everybody, it was patriotic to have your own garden, grow your own food, so the food could go to the fighters. They said, send that food overseas and send the beef overseas so people would have their own garden so they would be able to feed themselves and be able to support our guys overseas.
That's something that we should still continue to do.
I think so, too.
Absolutely. Is this where they would drop oranges out of the sky?
No.
They would drop oranges out of the air and for some people that they couldn't get their citrus.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but
need to find that out
about it.
Equine Rescue and More.
And now we're here supporting our veterans of World War II here. That's the Queen of Dragons, a nonprofit medical cannabis area. Here they come, the medical.
I thought it was like a cold dragon.
The Queen of Dragons is a collective club here.
Okay, well, I guess,
helping
let me just say that, we really believe that if you have to use for medical purposes.
Of course.
And I'll let some people profit it for otherwise, but, you know, so that's, here it is. It's in the parade, and
they're bringing,
it's part
you know
of the deal.
They've got veterans in there. They've got children. They've got it all, 86
well,
children
you know what?
And their families.
And like I said, there's some children, and there's some people who just cannot get relief except for through the cannabis. And right here in KCNR 1460, we're doing a parade. Oh, we have a Viking. I remember seeing this Viking somewhere before.
I see him in different parades
yes.
around here, I think, don't we? Hey, Eric, are we still coming across okay?
Yeah, sounds yeah, good. Sounds
good.
Okay, yeah, you know what? This is the first time we've done this. They've got us up here on the stand where the announcers are, and I'm announcing half of it, so, but this is great. You know what? A beautiful day.
An absolutely beautiful day.
If people are here, people are happy. You know, Ed, yeah. Ed's our announcer. Ed, is this fun here?
Oh, that's awesome. I've been doing this for like 10 years now, and it's just amazing to see the support of people in the community, all the veterans.
We have okay. a little baby pony. Actually,
it's number 55 is the Chili Pepper Miracle Mustang Equine Rescue and More. And they want to thank all the veterans for giving us freedom to live in America. They give us inspiration to fight for the freedom of our heritage, the wild Mustang. These people rescue the nearly dying orphan foals who are critically injured or ill. They honor veterans with every life saved.
Oh, man.
Isn't that cool? We got a little gap here. And as people are coming across
well,
and walking.
Well, you know what happens is this
uh-oh.
Is like a ballet.
It
you
is.
Know, and it's and you know, all it takes is like a car. It could possibly be a car that remember we've got cars that are going all back to the late 20s, early 30s. Maybe an engine doesn't happen. Maybe you know, it's just so we have the break in the parade. We're filling it up right now, but we have 109 entries again. It's a 23rd annual Veterans Day, the largest Veteran Day parade in the North State. What's the North State? What's it consist of? Out up above Sacramento.
We like to say that. Okay, hey, the Buckeye Cuties are coming through.
All right.
You know what? This is, they're the Baton Corps of Redding, California. And I can tell you what, have you seen any more Buckeye Cuties here?
I love
and they're all in step and they've got their batons a whirling here. The
yep.
Buckeye Cuties. Ranging from age of probably about 12 to, gosh, they look like they're like 4 years old marching
now,
through
here.
Now,
I have to tell you, Carl, I did baton as a kindergartner in first grade, and it's not all that easy.
Of course not.
Because you throw those things up, and they can hit your head. They're heavy.
Did you get hit in the head a lot, honey?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And that's probably why. I'm sitting here today doing
it. Oh, look at these the little girls are coming through. They're like four-year-old. There's a little boy.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure. The Buckeye Cuties with a mom at the end. Oh, look at the last one's marching, just marching along, just as fast as she can.
I remember her in the parade before because she closes up and she looks at like, I'm not so sure I'm happy to be here.
Okay, yeah, you click this. Next one is the Buckeye School of Arts here, dance team. It's an elective. They do performing arts taught by Tanya Roberts. The class is studies techniques in ballet, jazz, and more right here. The Buckeye School of the Arts.
Buckeye School of the Arts.
How you doing, darling?
She's,
yeah. She's and there are probably like 30 young ladies here, and they're dancing.
Yeah.
And they've all got American flags, little American flags that they're waving as they're coming through here. And they've got the music going right behind them. It's great.
You know, you love it. You got the moms and the sisters holding up the boom box in the back, you know.
There you go. Hey, now we've got the Yamaha Sea-Doo and Marine riding and Marine riding on their premier pontoon boats right here.
And I see one guy with the Seabees.
They've been very supportive of our local vets.
Ladies and gentlemen with the Seabees
with their
jackets and...
They have raised here over $12,000 here. The Iron Riders have raised over $12,000 for our local Redding Yamaha. Raised over $12,000 for local veterans.
Who else is there?
With our...
Oh, we have BMX. Okay. Boomtown BMX. Okay,
here
guys.
Here come the boys.
These guys know how to bring it out. They're popping wheelies.
And they've got, you know, this
they've
is great.
They've got flags on their helmets.
They're ready to go.
We got a little probably 3-year-old. They're out there. This is hard.
They've got them all.
Look at this girl with the pink helmet.
Well,
they've
also got dad out here, dad and mom. They've got them all.
Mike. I'm having a blast.
Eagle Ironworks is here. Beautiful Eagle. A series of war memorials are here.
Eagle Ironworks. Gosh, guys, those are beautiful. You did a one.
They did. Look at these. Look at these. Look at these eagles made from the iron.
Item, not item.
Great job. Great job. Oh my goodness.
Eagle Ironworks again in the belly of the eagle. They have
war memorials.
These stand. I don't know how tall are they.
They've got to be at least 8 feet tall.
Oh.
And this one here has got to be 10 feet tall. It's an Air Force memorial. Donation is there. It is the
fantastic.
Memorials and fantastic work there in steel.
I think that's bigger than 10 feet.
Next, we have the Shasta Lake School Band. This group of enthusiastic 7th and 8th grade students will be.
We have.
It's a Shasta Lake School Band. Huh?
Well, and they are dressed in period clothing.
These are 7th and 8th grade students.
Well, the guys we support are troops. Right now, they've got on their turn of the century, late 1800s, early 1900s, the bustle, the hats. Definitely,
cowboy.
And the cowboys, right?
Yeah, the cowboy hats, cowboys are ready.
Saloon keepers.
So, and this is the Shasta Lake 7th and 8th graders here, and they're performing, they'll be performing the Marines hymn. All right. If you can hear them, they're right here in front of us. Got the drum major. Now they're getting ready to go. Of course, the Marine Corps hymn here. We will just stand here at attention.
Anytime this song plays, Carl stands. And if somebody knocked, somebody just touched his shoulder, he said, nope. Not yet. No, they've just passed by, so Shasta High Band.
Marine Corps hymn.
So, we have a good friend, Twyla Carpenter, that's driving Elmer's Widow, my favorite lady, Billy Elmer.
We're trying to do it, but, you know, if we're not killed, trying to get in and out of these seats today. Here, we have the...
We want to thank Billy and...
Driving, this is the, let's remember, Elmer Ellsworth, driving Elmer's 1944 today, is good friend Robert Young with Elmer's wife, Billy. Elmer was loved by all, and for his dedicated service to our Shasta Lake community. If there was a community event happening, he would be there. So this is a remembering Elmer. So thank you very much. Thank you for everything he did. Then we have, now we have the... We have the Pat Howard family and the Korean War Veterans Association coming up here.
And next, we have Pat Howard and family, Korean War Veterans Association.
No, we don't. This is somebody else.
This is Rambling A's.
The Model A Club.
Rambling A's salutes our veterans. We are proud to participate in this parade honoring our veterans. Our cars are a 1928 through 31 vintage and still going strong.
This is the Reading Rambling A's Model A Club, and this is, they salute the veterans. Hey, I'm sitting here now with our newest Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Mac McCraw, Dr. Mac McCraw. Good morning.
Thank you, Carl. Wow, what an awesome parade we have going on here today. There's so many entries. I think we had over 109
entries today, maybe more than that because people are coming, more being added and handed to us as we're coming through here.
Right.
This is, you know, we've had, what a beautiful day. You picked a beautiful day to have for your first parade.
Yes, sir. And
look at all the people.
The F-15 flyover was perfectly timed, I've been told.
It was exactly at 10:10, which was kind of strange. They have jets on time, on target, you know. So I'm like, they haven't usually called. We just kind of look around for them before. But then again, he was being waved at, and there were girls, you know, waving at him. So
all right. We're
all here.
It was a magnificent show of force. So
it was. And you know what? He flew over, and it was just beautiful. And we appreciate you getting them for us here.
Yeah, thank you.
You know,
sir.
I look like the F-15s. If I see things like, if I see the the Warthogs,
right.
I see them. We ran because they were not as selective as the other jets that were out there about who they shot at when we were out there.
I want to throw out some thanks though to Major Kevin Pauly Welch, who was actually the pilot today that flew through there from the 173rd Fighter Wing. So Shasta County really, really salutes our pilot, Major Kevin Pauly Welch. It was fantastic that he did that air support for
us. He did. It came, and he came in right as right on time, right where he said he is. Now we're having coming through here with our Historical Vehicle Association, 1928 to 1975. As you can probably guess, that was a not a 1918. That's a Chevelle SS that just went by, Super Sport. We had ones just like that. And, of course, we've got that Ford Fairlane, that beautiful Ford Fairlane's coming through. Again, you know what? A great parade today. You know, and this seems like we got more. We have more entries this year. Seems like we get, you know, we have more entries. Go down a couple, and then it'll just come back with even more the next year.
Right, right. I wish I could speak from experience, but this is my first one, and I'm telling you, I'm just astounded by the show of support. There are so many people lined up and down the streets that you can see this today. If you were out here, it just is an amazing display of support for our veterans of Shasta. So I'm just thrilled, and I was happy to be able to go through it now and pull off here now and talk to you. So
yeah, and we've got again, there's just more and more and more coming. If you're not here, you are really missing a parade today. I know I shouldn't keep telling you that, but I don't know if it's too late to get down here, but maybe not. You could probably come down and park at the end and see what's happening, but. This is the another more Model A's driven by our clubs down here, and this they've been like 20 cars been coming through here, you know, from 1928 to 1973. This is a Buick LeSabre right here, as an example, a 1964 Buick LeSabre. And it just, when you see things like this, and people just put such love into their automobiles. We have friends that have a number of Camaros, and they'll spend thousands of dollars on them, and they don't drive them. I don't understand this.
Right, right.
I don't understand this premise here.
The garage, and they keep waxing.
Well, yeah. Well, they don't want them to get. They don't want them to.
The dust, and the all that acidic or acid rain that we're experiencing from our climate.
Well, I tell you what, it looks like we're going to have to leave you all here in like about 4 minutes. I hate to do that. At least as far as broadcasting, because we only had it for a hour today. And I'd say next year, though, we will plan on being here for the whole parade. But we've gotten through 77. We'll get through probably 80 to 80, 82 of the parade's participants today.
Right.
But I tell you what, that was a 1932 Ford Roadster. Look at that. Is that beautiful? It's got the flames on the side. It's called my Red 32. It looks like it could probably do a wheelie all the way down the strip here. They have.
This is more of a car show than a parade.
Well, it is. And then we're coming down here with the Central Valley High School. This is great.
Thanks, Jeff.
17-year-old Lena Davis, a 17-year-old senior at Central Valley High School, has been the majorette for the last 4 years. She's also been a state champion and national champion of Buckeye Cuties.
Lena Davis, 17-year-old senior.
And then McKenna Ingalls, a 16-year-old junior. They're both out here. Look, they're throwing stuff in the air. They're throwing these batons in the air like 30 feet and then catching them behind their back. You know what? I can't throw a Matt can't throw a beer can 2 feet in the air and catch it.
No, I can't. It's amazing. Oh, it's amazing.
And this is the, of course, the Central Valley High School Band with a brand new music teacher, Matt Breithop, playing the Block M March.
Right, Carl, I know you're going to get off the air soon, so I want to say a quick piece to everyone. Everyone out there in Shasta County, I really encourage you to come out here and support the Veterans Day Parade. A lot of work has been put in this by the Shasta Lake Lions Club. And also, I want to thank all the veterans that have showed their up today out here at the parade. I think it's a beautiful show of support for all our veterans. And I wanted to say God bless America. And thank you very much, Carl, for having your show out here.
All right. Well, I tell you what it is. God bless America. God bless our country. God bless our veterans and those men and women that are out there right now standing on the walls to protect us. Thank you so much for the invitation to come out here. And next year, we'll all be out here. We want this place. I mean, there's already hundreds. We want, well, you know what? There's probably thousands now. But we want thousands out here next year. Everybody, have a great weekend. Have a great Veterans Day.
We got 1934 Ford. Rest of us wounded at War 34 Ford, honoring our veterans, past, present,
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. That was Carl in the Bot live on location in Shasta Lake at the Veterans Day Parade. Sounds like it was a lot of fun. It's still going on if you want to head out to Shasta Lake and check it out. I think it's going on for a little bit longer. Currently, the weather right now is 57 degrees outside. We're going to get up to not too much warmer than that. It's going to be a low of 30. I'm sorry, 1 second. Yep, sorry. Today was going to be a high of 67 and a low of 45. Tomorrow we're actually going to get some rain, 50% chance of rain, so that's good. High of 57, low of 38. And then, you know, Monday through the rest of the week, it's going to be in, you know, the high 50s, low 60s. So it's finally feeling like fall. Stay tuned. Up next, we have the Conscious Living Show. And up next is the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The head of a joint committee investigating the Russian plane crash that killed 224 people in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula last week says a noise was heard in the last second of the cockpit voice recording. Also, the lead investigator today said that his team discovered that the debris has been spread over quite a large area.
Debris is scattered over a wide area, more than 13 kilometers in length, which is consistent with an in-flight breakup.
The British government and U.S. officials have said that intelligence suggests the plane was downed by a bomb. Russia is resisting that analysis, but the group ISIS has claimed responsibility as the investigation continues. Louisiana State Police continue to conduct interviews, comb through forensic evidence, and review 911 calls along with body camera footage in the shooting on Tuesday of a 6-year-old autistic boy and his father by officers working as marshals. Colonel Mike Edmonds.